Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yep, good morning. Hump day, here we go. Oh, yeah. Big Wednesday. Hi, MG, how goes you?
Fan-bloody-tastic. I had my second meeting yesterday with said book publisher about my autobiography.
Ooh. Wow, here we go. So this is happening.
Well, I don't know yet. I don't know how. Yeah. If they want to be warts and all, I'm not really sure I'm ready to go down that line with, you know, five kids all pretty impressionable at the moment. So I want them to tone it back a bit. And if they agree to do that, I might go ahead with it.
Right. Well, will there be a chapter on your giant knob? I am still getting over this from yesterday. It's the first time I ever heard it. I get it ready, Kat. I cannot believe what I was hearing. We were getting stuck into Hugh Grant. You guys were, about his attitude on the red carpet. And we were talking about stupid and inane questions. And then you told us, what was it? What was the occasion? It was a charity boxing day.
It was for youth suicide in 20 years ago, 2003. And I was about to walk out into the boxing ring, and all of a sudden the lady reporter said, "Can I have a quick word to you before you go?" And I said, "Sure." And this is what unfolded.
"Well, we're very excited to see you out there. I don't know if the Aussies are going to win, but a lot of women have been wanting to know, do you have a big knob?"
Big enough.
That's my guy, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
And then you go into the ring.
Oh, no.
What was that girl?
No wonder I got the shit punch out of me in the first round. I'm still reeling from that question.
Did you? Who were you fighting?
I was fighting Inga the Winger, too, who was Australia versus New Zealand. And
yeah.
Inga the Winger has passed away recently, God love him. And he was a brute. It ended up being a draw, the fight. It went three rounds, and as I said, the first round, I don't remember much because I'm still reeling.
You're still thinking about it. There was no low blows to your giant knob, I hope.
I had a protector on.
What happened to her?
Whatever happened to her?
I think she might have got the sack. I don't know. I'm guessing, but if I said that to a woman, I would have got the sack, I reckon.
Oh, mate, I nearly got sacked yesterday for suggesting that Fleetwood Mac were skewing femur. Kat didn't get any sleep last night.
No, she rang
me at about 1 a.m. to abuse me.
I still couldn't believe it.
Furious about that still. I can't get over the fact you think Fleetwood Mac, one of the biggest selling albums, especially rumours, in the world.
Second biggest. Yeah,
so it's been poor. That's a lot of chicks buying that album.
No,
front bar tonight, Mickey. Who you got on the front bar, brother?
I was back to AFL tonight, so if that's of any interest to you, it's a good show. We're kicking off with Gil McLachlan, the outgoing CEO. So we'll give him a fair spray, I would have thought. And Joel Selwood, a Geelong champion, will be flying by. There'll be plenty to talk about.
Who has now joined the Melbourne Storm in a capacity.
Yeah, correct. So he's like a part of the team down there. And boy, do they need him right now. Who have the Storm got this week?
The Storm might have the Titans, I think, away. And I think the Titans might get them.
Crikey. It's a good time to get off. Get off the Storm. About time we've got a Sydney team, don't you think?
Yeah, Penrith.
All right, well, we'll get onto that a little later. Any Fleetwood Mac for us? Where are we going right now?
I'm
going
to make it Fleetwood Mac all show.
What?
We're going to do the entire Rumours album.
First hour. Let's go to the first hour of all
People
rumors.
Will think they're listening to Smooth FM.
And they will love it all. Both male and females will love it.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
Yes, you know this. I scour all the socials for news from around the world to see what's taking people's interest. I'm going to ask you this, MG. You've got kids. What do you put in their lunchboxes? Or did you when they were going to school?
It varies. I suppose a lot of them would rather a lunch order, so you give them a couple of dollars in that. But I suppose if they're taking something from home, I shy away from sandwiches because the bread gets a little bit soggy. So usually some Vita Wheats and an apple. And at the moment, Raf is my only daughter at school, my only kid at school. She has a pretty eclectic taste, so she has a yogurt, apple, and some Vita Wheats.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. That all sounds fairly hoity-toity. In my day, it was like a Vegemite and cheese sandwich, a box of sultanas, if you were lucky, and maybe a cheese stick. But it's
How good was the cheese stick?
Thanks, Mum. You're the best. But it's always a hot topic. And then anytime someone tries to introduce healthy foods, the kids don't like it. The teachers do. In fact, it's not uncommon. If teachers will have a look at your lunch and then just send you a note going, not healthy enough. There's a dad in the UK who's gone bonkers. He got told off. And then he left a cheeky note on his daughter's lunchbox after the school scolded her over unhealthy food. Let's have a listen to him addressing the issue.
Basically, the kids in school began one of the dinner ladies for eating non-healthy food. Oh, don't eat that. Eat your sandwich. Oh, you shouldn't have that. And irritated, and it's put Isabel off from taking the lunch with her. It's alright if you eat the chocolate cake the school gives you, but you put one in their lunchbox, like, oh no, you shouldn't have that. So I've made a label. Excuse that, child, the box is within. Welcome to Isabel's lunchbox. We are aware of the contents of this box and are happy for Isabel to eat whatever she wants.
let it know in no uncertain terms, he's happy. Yes. You know what my kids take to school for the what their lunchbox is? What? A bucket of Kentucky. That's the actual box their lunch comes in, and whatever's in there they can eat. If I want to give my kids type 2 diabetes, that's my business.
That's up to you.
Yep. You know, well, they look up to me. So, you know, in my day, I wouldn't look at a lunchbox that didn't have a black banana in it. You know, the old banana.
Oh,
you know, the one that would make your school case smell for.
Yep.
You'd have weeks. To go and find. You'd have to. Your parents are coming in and going, what's that smell? And invariably they'll find a black banana in your school case and go absolutely nuts at you. I loved a lunch order. You know what I used to get? Loganberry pie.
A Loganberry pie?
Oh, yeah. Very,
talking about hoity-toity. Wow.
A Loganberry pie, maybe twisties, cheese, not chicken, and a roll to put said twisties in.
Oh, you put the twisties in? Okay.
Yes. Yes,
cheese, not chicken. I'm with you there. Ugh. I'm with you right there. I don't know how you can handle.
It's a great debate.
How can you have chicken twisties? Come on, man.
They just cancel them.
They're cancelled. They should be cancelled.
Cancel them.
All right. We're done.